What's your first name?
Bill.
Bill, you got the, I've noticed the Ash Wednesday mark.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you pay attention to politics?
Yes.
How do you feel so far? Now, we just got through New Hampshire on our way to South Carolina. Christie and Fiorina dropped out. People are starting to drop out. Is your candidate that you prefer still in the race?
I'm still looking for my candidate.
You're not sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, we always raise a quizzical eyebrow to the undecided, but you're just a careful deliberator.
I'm independent, so...
You voted for candidates on both sides of the aisle?
I have.
What about last election? Were you an Obama supporter?
No, I wasn't.
Are you pleased with the job the president's done or very much disappointed?
I wouldn't say very much disappointed, but I wouldn't say pleased either. So.
What are the main problems you have with Obama?
Well, I don't necessarily feel universal health care is a right. I know that many people believe that, but I don't. And then, you know, obviously I think, unfortunately, his foreign policy, I understand why he's done certain things to make, in some ways, make amends with the way the U.S. has been, their policies have been forecasted in the past. But I'm disappointed in the fact that I think he's weakened our strength in terms of our foreign policy, particularly, you know, obviously the whole war on terror type of attitude. And I do feel that he's made a point of never using the word Islamic terrorism. And that does kind of upset me a little bit because nobody's saying that it's a specific religion. There's obviously, though, unfortunately, ISIS, it's very specifically, the terrorist group ISIS has the word Islamic in it. And it's kind of silly that he's trying to avoid a lot of that in his rhetoric. So.
Do you feel like Hillary will just be an extension of Obama if she's elected?
I think Hillary will be somewhat of an extension of that. Hillary is...
She seems a little more hawkish to me, almost, than Obama.
Well, certainly she voted for the war and so forth, so that's one of her, you know, one of the things that she has done. But I think, quite frankly, Hillary and Bill have been around a little bit too long. And
with Jeb. Do you think it's time to move beyond Bush,
well,
Clinton?
I agree to a certain degree. Certainly Clinton has had her opportunity. She's run for the office before. She's been Secretary of State. I also think, quite frankly, the Clinton dynamic between, I mean, let's call it what it is. She definitely had a position of power, even though she was only the first lady. She certainly influenced
the
president.
Whispering in the ear.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's time for a fresh face.
Who do you like? Do you like Trump? Do you like Cruz? Do you like Rubio? Do you like Bernie?
Well, clearly...
I'm
not a Bernie fan.
Okay, so you're feeling right of the aisle this time around.
I'm feeling a little bit more to the right, but certainly not too completely to the right.
Trump a little too much for you?
Well, Trump, no. He's not a conservative by any means. He's very good at bringing attention to himself, and he's certainly very good at advertising and marketing himself. But
what about Kasich?
I'm going to certainly look at him a little bit more closely. I think he has the right temperament, and quite frankly, a lot of the Democrats actually do like John Kasich. So,
are you hopeful for the future of the country right now?
Oh, absolutely. We all have to be hopeful. You know, I'm not particularly pleased with some of our candidates thus far. I think it's going to be interesting, like you said, with Fiorina and Christie dropping out now.
Where does that go?
Yeah. So.
It's nice talking to you.
Very nice.
And all the best. Thanks for your time. I'll give you a card. Clay Pigeon with you on The Dusty Show. This is Johnny Mathis from 1957.
Love me, say you do. Let me fly away with you. For my love is like the wind and wild. Give me more than one caress, satisfy this hungriness, let the wind blow through your heart, for wild is the wind. You touch me. Sound of mandolins, you says to me, your life itself, like a leaf clings to a tree. Oh, my darling, cling to me, for we're creatures of the wind, and wild as the wind.
Academy Award nominated, later sung by David Bowie on the Station to Station LP, Johnny Mathis, Wild as the Wind, Dusty. What's your first name?
Neil.
Neil, you pay a lot of attention to politics.
Yes.
It's hard to ignore these days.
Yes, I do.
Do you have a candidate that you're liking so far, or have they dropped out already?
They haven't dropped out. But I think it's a very difficult choice. I'm really concerned about each one that I like seems to have some strengths, and each one has some real deficits.
Do you lean one way or the other generally, right or left?
I generally lean left, but I'd like to lean to the center.
You think Bernie's pushing Hillary too far left?
I think in some respects, I think of all the candidates, Bernie is probably the most earnest and most thoughtful and probably has stuck to his own principles the longest.
Does the S word scare you?
No, the S word doesn't scare me, but I don't think it's viable, so I have some real concerns about that.
We're not like Norway or Scandinavian.
No, I wouldn't say that. I just don't know enough about what his programs really are going to be and what the impact is going to be and how it would really lay itself out and how it's going to get passed in a Congress if you were elected.
You're a businessman, I'm guessing, here in the New York area. What do you think about Donald Trump?
I think it's a joke.
I didn't know.
I really think he's a huckster.
On some business level, he's highly respected.
I spent a lot of time up in the Borscht Belt as a kid. So I've seen his routine.
Yeah, you feel like you have. Cruz, not your thing.
No.
Rubio took a ding, a serious, from Christie in the last debate. Do you think, though, that he's still viable, that he could recover from it?
Christie pressed him, and obviously Marco was not prepared to just stand on his feet and articulate an answer directly. That being said, I think that he was flawed from the beginning, and I think he just got exposed.
And let's dispel once and for all with this fiction that Barack Obama doesn't know what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. This notion that Barack Obama doesn't know what he's doing is just not
true.
There
it is.
He knows exactly what
he's
doing.
There it is, the memorized 25-second speech.
Well, that's the reason why this campaign is so...
I sort of like John Kasich.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that next. Suddenly, he's making more sense.
I do like him, but I think I've got some issues with his social agenda. Not his agenda so much, because I think he's an honest, decent, earnest guy, and I think that's what the times really require, is some honesty, decency, and the ability to recognize where there are differences and how to find common ground. You know, the world is a very difficult place right now.
Mm-hmm. And have you been displeased with the job Obama's done?
No, not at all.
Hillary, though, now thoughts?
She's got personal problems. It's almost as if she has a self-destructive gene that... It's why would you do these types of things after all is said and done? Benghazi, I could certainly get over because I don't think anyone is totally responsible for that. And I think that was really foisted. But I didn't think she performed particularly well in front of Congress the first time. Telling people what difference does it make is not a very intelligent answer because it makes a lot of difference. And I think that she's exposed as a very weak individual, as a candidate. And it's unfortunate because she probably is the best prepared, but this is a very strange time we're living in.
If you had to guess, who will be the winner in the end?
You know, I think that if Michael Bloomberg is a man of his word and says that if Trump is a candidate on the one hand and Sanders is a candidate on the other, and he decides to run, I think it's going to be a very close call. I would be very hard-pressed between a Sanders candidacy and a Bloomberg candidacy.
Final question. Are you optimistic about the future of the country?
It's difficult when you see this type of election cycle. As someone who's kind of grown up and thought that this is really important stuff, to watch what's happened to it. It's very disturbing. And at this stage, when you have children and you start to think about that generation and growing up in this country, it's a very difficult one.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
I'll give you my card. Always remember Dan Hicks on The Dusty Show, his Hot Licks, walking one and only.
Some folks think it's cool to have some kind of lover. He don't believe it's true, cause he just found another. And when they see him, they might see him on the street. He walks with rhythm, so he's got some kind of beat.
He clicks his heels a bit, his suit's a perfect fit.
He knocks him out,
though he looks alone.
Somebody
wants him on the phone. They won't shout.
He's walking one and only, and they're calling him by name. He won't be leaving town till he can count some fame. They don't know what it takes, but it's the reason why the girls are smiling at him as he goes walking by.
He's walking, ain't too fast.
Walking.
He wants that thing to land.
Ain't it to losing?
No, he looks alone.
Somebody
wants him on the phone.
Knows what he's doing. A walking one and only.
Heels a bit, his suit's a perfect fit.
He knocks him out,
though he looks alone.
Somebody
wants him on the phone.
Shout,
they won't shout.
He's walking one and only, and they're calling you by name. He won't be leaving town till he can cop some fame. They don't know what he takes, but it's the reason why the girls all smile at him as he goes walking by. Walking,
he's walking, ain't that fast.
Walking.
He wants that motherland.
Walking one and only, and you know that he's on fire. If he don't look at me, you're calling me a liar. You take your heroes and you put them up beside him. It's no contest as the one and only rising, rising, rising.
You know, when I came out, I heard the end of Bernie's speech, and I heard some of the beginning. No. First of all, congratulations to Bernie. In all fairness, we have to congratulate him. We may not like it, but I heard parts of Bernie's speech. He wants to give away our country, folks. He wants to give away. We're not going to let it happen. We're not going to let it happen. I don't know where it's going with Bernie. We wish him a lot of luck, but we are going to make America great again, but we're going to do it the old-fashioned way. We're going to beat China, Japan. We're going to beat Mexico at trade. We're going to beat all of these countries that are taking so much of our money away from us on a daily basis.
What's your first name? Did you choke right when I asked you?
Susan,
I'm sorry. You were more than willing when I said, do you want to talk politics? You're excited about the election year.
No. Well, I was excited about the election.
Did your candidate drop out? What happened? How did you lose your enthusiasm?
It seems like a farce.
In what way?
It just doesn't seem like a respectful election somehow.
The kind you remember?
Hi.
I'm on the radio.
You're on the radio.
Are you excited about the election? You're not on the radio.
We were excited. We're always excited about an election. It just seems like...
Like Trump and everything, is that bothering you?
Yeah, Trump really bothers me. I'm more fearful of the election, I think, than I've been. I love Bernie, but I'm not sure he can run the country. I love Hillary. I think she's getting a bad rap. And I don't see any hope with the Republicans at all. So, yeah, I think Trump is pretty fearful for me. When he says what he wants, I don't want any of those things.
Does it surprise you that so many people like what he's saying?
Yeah, that I find really fearful.
What's happened to America?
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. I just, I'm surprised.
Are you hopeful for the future?
In general, I usually am.
You like Hillary?
I really like Hillary. And you know what? I think she's had some tough stuff, and nobody's let her get away with an inch. But she's also devoted her life to public service, and she's done a lot of good work. So
you want to see a woman in there, too?
That doesn't matter to me.
I'd like to.
That doesn't matter to me. Look, I think Obama's been fabulous.
Were you missing?
Yeah, I will. I think, though, that he'll probably get himself involved with some good works. But I really hope that people like me will just get out the vote for people like us.
You still love America?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd hate to leave, but I would consider it.
What would you say to that person who goes, oh, there's that New York liberal?
Nothing wrong with New York liberals, and I'm from Detroit.
Hey, you are.
So,
the Motor City.
Right? So.
Cobo Hall.
Cobo Hall, right?
Did you see some great shows at Cobo Hall?
Yeah,
what
probably.
Was your first concert?
Stevie Wonder. I think Detroit's a great city. Great city. And it's not gone by any stretch of the imagination.
You know what I love about Detroit?
What?
RoboCop is there.
I don't know from RoboCop.
It's a movie.
We get the best of both worlds. The fastest reflexes modern technology has to offer, onboard computer-assisted memory, and a lifetime of on-the-street law enforcement programming. It is my great pleasure to present to you RoboCop.
Your move, creep. You have the right to remain silent. You have the right to an attorney.
What is this shit? It's a cyborg, you idiot.
You're gonna have to kill it.
RoboCop, the future of law enforcement.
Well, you're right. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton and Andrew Cuomo and Bill de Blasio have all demanded an apology. I apologize to the millions of New Yorkers who've been let down by liberal politicians in that state. I apologize to the hardworking men and women of the state of New York who've been denied jobs because Governor Cuomo won't allow fracking, even though there have been many high-paying jobs just south in Pennsylvania. New Yorkers are denied the ability to provide for their families.
From 2013, the Anticon label, the album Obsidian, the artist Baths, Worsening Dusty Show, 2013. It's kind of Julie. After 6 here in Jersey City, cold outside. Party at the top of the hour. TNP to follow. Clay Pigeon with your Dusty Show. Thanks for being out there. Thanks for listening. Thanks for getting in touch. Dusty at WFMU.org. You're from Jamaica.
Yes, sir.
I was just there with my wife. We were talking about it. I loved it so much. You know, I got home, I really started thinking about it. What a special place that is.
So I have to go with us?
Well, it's the only place I know in terms of where I grew up, so.
Are you living here in New York now?
Yes.
Yeah, how long have you been here?
20 years.
Are you a dual citizen?
No, I'm a green card holder.
You can't vote.
Can't vote in this election.
Do you still pay attention, though? You live here. Politics affect you. Do you pay attention?
100%.
You like Obama?
I love Obama. I think he's one of the greatest presidents we've ever had.
Will you be sad to see him go?
Yes.
Yeah.
What about Hillary? Now, will you support Hillary?
I'm an enthusiastic supporter of Hillary, as a matter of fact. I know many people have said she's not a very inspiring candidate, but I think it's well enough time for us to have a female president, and she's among the best qualified of all the candidates that are running.
That Damian Marley. I'm getting stuck here between politics and music because I love that music. Jam Rock. Welcome to Jam Rock.
That's right.
Yeah, man. Respect. You have to
One
say.
One look.
Now, what about Trump? What do you think of Trump? Does he entertain you?
Trump is interesting because he has $8 or $9 billion. You can buy an election for about one. If he's the Republican nominee, he has a very good chance of winning, I think.
You're enthusiastic about Hillary. Does that same enthusiasm extend to Bernie? Are you feeling the burn?
No. I am not a Bernie Sanders
What
supporter.
Is it about Sanders? Too socialistic?
He's too socialistic and he's probably too old.
You think 74 is too old?
In my mind. I Any want young, the... energetic, enthusiastic leaders who can bring the country forward.
Marco Rubio?
Rubio I like, but I think he doesn't have a lot of chance to get out of the Republican primary.
Mm-hmm. What about Jeb Bush? Now, I wonder if he won't still be standing. The powerful family.
Well, he's raised over $100 million, so I expect him to be there at least until Super Tuesday.
You're from Jamaica. Do you love the U.S.?
I love the United States.
What do you love about the U.S.?
I love that you can start from zero and achieve something here. It's not the case when you live in developing countries like Jamaica. And it presents that American dream that people talk about. So if you are a person who's working very hard, there's a possibility that you can improve your life circumstances.
What's your message of peace and love to our listeners from yourself, from Jamaica, from your heart? What do you want to say to people out there?
Well, if we're talking about the politics, I encourage everybody to be enthusiastic supporters of Hillary Clinton, because I believe that, one, she's the best qualified of all the candidates, and two, it's high time for us to have female president. I have selfish motives. I have two daughters, so I'd love for them to grow up in a society where there's a female president. For my son, who is now 14 years old, for the best part of his life, that at least he can remember, there's been a black president in the White House. I'd love for my girls to have something similar from the female perspective.
I really appreciate your time, man. All the best to you and your family.
I love you.
You too, man. Respect.
Respect.
I'll give you a card. My show airs tomorrow at 6. It's also... I always like this short little Frank Black song from Teenager of the Year. I think it's 1994. Whatever Happened to Pawn? Dusty Show in the Heart of Winter.
Together, we have sent the message that will echo from Wall Street to Washington, from Maine to California. And that is that the government of our great country belongs to all of the people and not just a handful of wealthy campaign contributors and their super PACs.
What's your first name?
Lucy.
Lucy, do you pay attention to politics?
A little, yeah.
It's hard to ignore. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
Big election year. Did you vote for Obama last time?
Yes.
Yeah. Have you been pleased to have him as your president?
Yeah.
Yeah. Will you miss him when he's gone?
Yeah.
Now, if you liked Obama, is Hillary the next logical step for you?
Maybe.
Are you feeling the burn, though?
Maybe. I'm a little undecided.
Are you? Is that who you're deciding between, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you like about Bernie?
Yeah, no, I like his thoughts in terms of tax plans and just in general more welfare for people.
Do you have relatives who are more conservative than you?
Not direct relatives, no. My family's pretty liberal.
Are they? Are you excited about the possibility of our first female president?
Yeah, that could be exciting, yeah.
Will you end up voting for whichever Democrat is left standing after the nominating process?
Yes.
What about, now speak to me just a little bit, about Trump. What do you feel about Trump? Is he, do you make you laugh? Are you scared of him? How do you feel?
I wasn't so scared of him until he won New Hampshire. Now it seems a little bit more real, and it's pretty terrifying, some of the things.
Can you describe that terror? It's easy to say I'm scared, but can you go granular on it? What do you mean?
I mean, I think it's scary how people react to him so viciously, and that seems to kind of create this deep anger within people, and that to me is very scary. I like to think people are generally kind and nice.
You feel like he's stirring up a hornet's nest out there of anger?
That doesn't necessarily represent, I think, what people actually are. I think he's kind of bringing it out in people.
What about a young man like Rubio? Does he appeal in any way?
No, I mean, I'm pretty firm on some of my policies. So
Cruz too evangelistic for you?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, some of the things about anti-abortion, anti-female rights, that just wouldn't fly with me ever, so.
Did you have a take on Carly Fiorina? She dropped out today. How did she make you feel?
Yeah, no, I didn't really, I mean, I heard that thing about her dragging kids into an anti-abortion rally. Again, that was pretty rough.
Anyone who has watched this videotape, I dare Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama to watch these tapes. Watch a fully formed fetus on the table, its heart beating, its legs kicking, while someone says we have to keep it alive to harvest its brain.
Are you optimistic about the future of the country?
I hope so, yeah, I think so.
You love America?
Yeah.
You know, people might say all those Bernie Sanders fans, they don't care about America.
Really? I think we care about America.
How about you? Are you feeling the burn?
Oh, yes, sir. Most definitely.
Yeah. Would you vote for Hillary if Bernie should happen to not get the nomination?
I don't know. That'll depend on how she runs her campaign.
Now, I'm assuming you guys know each other.
We do.
And you're like, who's this weirdo interviewing my significant other?
It's Grand Central Terminal. Anything goes.
Anything goes.
Right.
What's your message?
But speaking of things that go, we got to go. We got dinner plans.
Before you go, just one more thing.
Okay.
What's your message of peace and love to our listeners on WFMU in Jersey City, around the world on the internet?
Let your freak flag fly. Vote your conscience.
Jimi Hendrix. And you, what's your message? Thank you, by the way, for your time. Not anything.
No, I can't follow up after that.
We vote with our stomachs.
Yeah.
Have a good
Where are you going? Clam chowder?
No, thanks. See
you. Oh, here's my card. Here's my card. Tomorrow night at 6. I hope you can listen.
You're ahead on the plate.
This is Bing Crosby. I found a million-dollar baby in a 5 and 10-cent store from 31.
It was a lucky April shower. It was the most convenient door. I found a million-dollar baby in a 5 and 10-cent store. The rain continued for an hour. I hung around for 3 or 4, around a million-dollar baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. She was selling china, and when she made those eyes, I kept buying china. until the crowd got wise. Incidentally, if you should run into a shower, just step inside my cottage door and meet the million-dollar baby from the 5 and 10 cent store. Love comes along like a popular song, anytime or anywhere at all. Rain or sunshine, spring or fall. Say you never know when it may say hello in a very unexpected place. For example, take my case.
This is so Bing right here. I love it. Bowie loved this too. He loved it. Frank Sinatra. They all wanted to be Bing.
She was selling china, and when she made those eyes, I kept buying china until the crowd got wise.
Incidentally, if you should run into a shower, step inside my cottage door and meet my million-dollar baby from the 5 and 10 cent store.
What's your first name?
Ray.
Ray, you looked at me kind of quizzically when I wanted to talk politics with you. Who's this stranger? Clay Pigeon, WFMU. How you doing today?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm a nice winter day in New York.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty cold outside.
Do you pay attention to politics?
Somewhat, yes.
Do you have a candidate that you like, or have they dropped out already?
I've got one or two that I like.
Have you voted for candidates in the past on either side of the aisle?
Yes.
Yeah. Which way are you leaning this time, right or left?
I'm leaning left.
So you're trying to decide between Bernie and Hillary.
Yeah.
Are you feeling the burn at all, a little bit?
A little bit. I think he's different, but different in a good way. He's looking to change the dynamic and try to get things done that haven't been done before. And I think a lot of people aren't used to that.
Are there things you like about Hillary Clinton?
I do. I think she's kind of a stand-up kind of person. She's a little bit establishment.
Too friendly with Wall Street, maybe?
It's not really like the Wall Street thing that bothers me. It's more like her vote for war with Iraq in the past.
Will you vote for her if she should happen to win the nomination process for the Democrats?
Yes.
Are you hopeful about the future of the country?
Yeah.
What keeps you that way?
I think the paradigm's shifted a little bit as far as like Obama's ideas. I think he put some good things into motion. Again, things that people weren't used to. And as far as like the right-hand side of things, I think I used to vote more Republican in the past.
Tea Party have too much of an effect? Too extreme now?
I believe so, yes. I believe so, in my opinion. Yes.
I can't let you go without asking what about Trump. How does he make you feel? Some people laugh, some people are afraid of him. What do you feel, a little of both? Or?
It's not so much afraid of him. I think he's short on ideas, and he's very bombastic, and I don't think that right now he has the ideas to back those things up.
Rubio?
Rubio, I think, is kind of more of a backtrack for them. It's kind of more towards the ways that got them in trouble in the first place to me.
How about Jeb? Is he done for?
Jeb, he hasn't made much of an impression on me, to be honest with you.
What's your message of peace and goodwill to our listeners in Jersey, here in New York, around the world, on the internet, on WFMU?
I think the less war, the better. I think diplomacy should always take place first. If we develop an understanding and like try to reach common grounds in a lot of things, I think that's going to be a very positive way forward for everyone. I know a lot of people don't think that way from the outset, but I think in general it's going to be a positive thing.
Now, do you always keep the flaps down on that hat? It's kind of chilly out there.
I'm too lazy to buckle the thing under. I'm just too lazy.
I'm pretty warm right now. I love that ad. All right, nice talking to you. I'll give you a card.
Have you gotten a lot of responses today?
Yeah, sure. A lot of the reason I do politics is because it's one thing I can get people to talk about.
This is Aardvark with Copper Sunset, 1970 on The Dusty Show. I shouldn't have sang the Bing.
Changed a view or a vote because of any donation that I ever received.
What?
And I have stood up and I have represented my constituents to the best of my ability, and I'm very proud of that.
You know,
so I think it's time to end the very artful smear that you and your campaign have been carrying out in recent weeks. And let's talk about the issues.
All right, let's talk about why in the 1990s Wall Street got deregulated. Did it have anything to do with the fact that Wall Street spent billions of dollars on lobbying and campaign contributions? Well, some people might think, yeah, that had some influence.
What's your first name?
Julian.
Julian, I like those glasses. Who made them?
They're Warby
Parker. Moscot? They're Warbys. Now, did you get that good Warby price on them? We hear figures like $100. Is that kind of more than that, wasn't it, with those lenses?
Yeah, my vision's pretty poor, so the frames here we had to cut down. But now,
your friend's here, right? What's your first name?
My name's Jordan.
Jordan. Now, we're talking politics, Jordan. But I'll ask him first, since I saw you first. I hope you'll join in. Are you feeling the burn? You're a young guy, so I assume you're feeling the burn.
Not so much.
Not so much. Do you generally lean right? You like the Republican candidates more? Do you like Trump? What are you thinking?
I like Rubio.
Rubio.
I like Rubio, too.
You like? What do you like? Because he's young? What is it about Rubio?
I think we definitely need a change, and I really like his perspective. I'm definitely not voting for Trump, though.
What about Hillary? No go?
I'm not really into Hillary.
Bernie, no go?
No.
Are you more conservative than that? Are you generally a conservative type person?
No, not really. I just aren't really impressed with either candidate on the Democratic Party, so...
But Trump's too much for you?
Way too much.
I don't know if you guys watched the debate, but Rubio took a little ding from Chris Christie the other night. Do you think he can recover from that?
I think there's enough time left to recover from that fall. But
how about you? Did that scare you a little?
I agree. Yeah. Not too much. I think there's still enough time.
Unfair when they call him a robot instead of being mean.
It's a cold world. Politics is tough.
You got that right. We're heading to South Carolina. Are you optimistic about the future of the country?
Very.
What keeps you that way?
You just have to have hope.
How about you? Are you optimistic?
Yeah, I think there's a bright future ahead. but it's going to take a lot of work.
Now, what's your message to everyone out in Radio Land, in Jersey City, in New York, around the world on the internet, on WFMU? What message do you want to impart to your fellow man, just sitting out by that radio, all alone, tethered to humanity by that radio?
Make a Venn diagram, do your due diligence, and vote intellectually.
A Venn diagram. How about you? What's your message?
Get out there and vote if you want to see a change.
You guys are great. Thanks for your time.
I'll let you
share a card as I'm running out of them. Tomorrow night at 6,
Thank
the Dusty
you.
Show, WFMU. I hope you can listen.
Thank you.
Our disappointment tonight is not on you. It's on me. It's on me. I did not do well on Saturday night, so listen to this. That will never happen again.
What's your first name?
Scott.
Scott, are you tired of hearing about politics?
No.
Are you into it? You like politics?
Politics are great.
Do you pay pretty close attention?
Probably not as much as I should.
Have you watched any of the debates so far?
Yep.
Yeah. Which way do you generally lean, or have you voted on both sides of the aisle over the years?
Voted both ways, but tend to lean a little to the right.
A little more conservative.
Yep.
Do you like Trump, or he's too much for you?
I worry about his electability.
Who do you like? Are they still in the game, or did they drop out?
Yeah, I don't really know that I've had to make a decision. I'm still evaluating. I'm one of those famous undecideds.
Let me get your thoughts real quick on Hillary.
I think she has a lot of PR issues, and looks like Bernie's getting some good momentum. We'll see what she does in South Carolina.
You think he could really get the nomination for that? That would be quite a thing.
Yeah, I worry about his electability too, right? Because I think some people will really fight his candidacy.
I'm guessing, too, you'd be happy to vote for a female candidate. Not
absolutely. Absolutely. That's not a problem.
Are you optimistic about the future of the country?
Yes.
What keeps you that way?
We've made it this far.
Did you like Obama? Has he been okay with you?
Better than I expected.
Thanks for your time, man.
You bet.
All right.
Enjoy.
Here's my card. This is John Hanks, 2010 Duke University Dance Program, Grand Battlement, 4-4. Dusty Show.
Tough business run for president.
I know. You're a tough guy, Jeb.
And we need to have a leader that is
real tough.
You're never going to be president of the United States by insulting your way to the presidency.
Let's see, I'm at 42 and you're at 3, so far I'm doing better.
Doesn't matter.
So far I'm doing better. You know, you started off over here, Jeb. You're moving over further and further. Pretty soon you're going to be off the end.
This doesn't do a thing to solve.
What's your first name?
Greg.
Greg, do you pay attention to politics?
A little bit.
Have you watched any of the debates so far?
Yes.
Which way do you usually lean, right or left?
Right.
Right, definitely. No qualms about it. Have you ever voted for a Democrat?
No, I have not.
What about Obama? You hear a lot of bad things about him from the right. Have you been really displeased with him, or just generally not in favor of him?
Generally not in favor. I think he was dealt a difficult hand. You know, I think he's made a couple of statements that he's had to backtrack on that haven't been great. The Affordable Care Act. The theory is great behind it. It hasn't worked as well as I think he would have liked.
So do you have a candidate out of the winnowing field of Republicans? It's getting smaller. Christie's out today. Fiorina's out today. Naturally, they're going to fall away as we go along. Are any of the surviving candidates someone that you're really fond of?
I do like Rubio. He looks like the damage that Christie did to him last week is going to be...
Can he recover from that?
I mean, I think South Carolina is going to be the real...
It's a tough
tell. Yeah, it is. There's no doubt that he's got a long road ahead of him. A cruiser, a Trump presidency kind of scares me. I think Rubio is, you know, not that
a little too much for you.
A little too much. And I'm not saying that the establishment has done everything right, but he's a little more centrist on the Republican side than some of the others.
I've been saying that Jeb's not done. I can still see him possibly rising from the ashes of this thing.
I think that's a longer shot. What scares me about Jeb, I think he's a very intelligent guy. His debate performances have been very, very poor so far. You know, when you look at who's going to have to run this country, if you're not able to stand up on a stage and take criticism from a couple of guys that have similar party views that you do,
it scares me to think of putting you in a room with a world leader that might be a little more forceful and challenging.
Has a guy like Kasich stock risen with you?
A little bit. His whole narrative, his Ohio narrative, is a little stale. It's been a little too narrow focused for me.
Oddly, when I talk to Republicans, if they certainly don't agree with Bernie Sanders, they seem to respect him on some level. What do you feel about the burn?
I respect the fact that his message has been consistent for a long time, but I'm certainly not in the camp that supports a lot of his views.
Do you expect him to fall away from Hillary as the campaign goes on, or can he give her a real run for her money?
I think he's going to probably do better than people thought initially, but it's going to be tough when you get into some of the more southern states that are going to favor a candidate like her. New Hampshire was clearly a huge boost. I think he won by more than most expected. But the rest of the country doesn't necessarily look like New Hampshire does in terms of voters.
It seems like he's going to push her a little left of her centrist position.
I definitely agree with that. I think she's going to become a little more progressive than maybe she would have otherwise. That said, I don't know that if she actually wins, if that translates into what she does in the White House. But
once they get the nomination, they can change.
Exactly, too. And they definitely will. Yeah.
What do you think of Hillary, just real quickly?
She's made a couple of pretty serious errors. The whole email scandal is a little troubling to me, especially the fact that she's tried to cover up a lot of what's happened and, you know, some of the things that you're coming out with. Emails that are classified above top secret being found on the server is quite dishonest.
Benghazi.
Yeah, Benghazi is also clearly an issue. And, a lot of what she was doing as Secretary of State has been contradictory. And, I'm not sure that I would be able to support somebody that's had a couple different flip-flops and privacy issues.
Are you optimistic about the future of the country?
So I actually work in finance, and I focus a lot on the macro economy. I think in the nearer term, the trajectory of the economy is a little more difficult, and I think that relates to things here and things abroad when you look at China and emerging markets. And that's
the market's so skittish.
Very.
Just anything.
Very.
It's so volatile.
You have QE in the U.S. coming to an end, and markets are starting to, you know, not believe in the fact that QE is going to be able to do what it did over the last 5 years.
Tell us what QE is for the listeners who don't know.
Quantitative easing is...
I didn't know.
Where central banks, they essentially are printing money. They're putting reserves in the accounts at the central bank for individual banks, and they're buying the government bonds from those banks. So the idea being to boost bond prices and push interest rates lower to support economic activity, move investors out the risk curve so that they're buying stocks instead of very safe bonds, and supporting economic activity through the wealth effect, house prices rise, and, you know, generally supporting a growing economy.
Are you going to run for office someday?
Maybe in a couple of years. I don't know. I'll have to see how this one shakes out.
What's your message to everybody out there, regardless of which side of the aisle they're on, your fellow man and woman out there, what message would you impart to them as we are in the midst of winter 2016?
I think we need to be able to move a little bit closer to the center and actually get things done instead of just talking about moving to the center.
You miss moderates?
I do. I definitely miss moderates. And, you know, I don't think that it has to be... You could still characterize yourself as a Republican or a Democrat, and that's fine, but when you're not willing to work with others to prove a point that the Democrats are wrong, healthcare is wrong, and whatever, single-payer healthcare is wrong, that not allowing things to change for the sake of not allowing them to change is anti-American, in my view, so that's not how we should be.
Thanks a lot for your time.
Of course.
All the best to you. I'll give you a card.
Yeah, I would love to listen to the program.
I always love this one from P.J. Harvey. Big City, from Stories from the City, 2000 was the year. P.J. Harvey. Look out ahead, see danger come. I want a pistol, I want a gun. I'm scared, baby, I want to run. This was crazy.
Sometimes it rains so hard, and I feel the hurt in my heart. Feels like the end of the world. I see the children as sharp as knives. I see the children dead in lives. Beautiful people, beautiful girls. I just feel like it's the end of the world. I walk on concrete, I walk on sand, but I can't find a safe place to stand.
Pallias says he wore this album out. Maybe one of his favorites. Me too.
You know, something big happened tonight. We have had tens and tens of millions of dollars spent against us with negative advertising, okay? That's the old politics. We never went negative because we have more good to sell than to spend our time being critical of somebody else. And maybe, maybe just maybe, we are turning the page on a dark part of American politics because tonight the light overcame the darkness of negative campaigns.
You like politics?
I do this year in particular.
It's kind of exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hard to predict how it'll play out.
It's very hard to predict how it'll play out, and it's unnerving.
Now, do you generally lean right or left?
Left.
Have you made up your mind, or are you trying to decide between Bernie and Hillary?
I'm trying to decide. I listened to both of them last night in their speeches after New Hampshire, and I watched Hillary up there, and I'm a woman, I'm a feminist, but I don't know that, I'm not going to just vote for someone because they're a woman. But I really like her, and I love her experience as the Secretary of State and as a senator, so I think she's solid. But then I'm looking at Bill and his daughter up there, and the three of them, and I felt like deja vu. It's something about it's just not new enough for me, and I really do want to see a change, not a Trump kind of change.
Is Bernie too far left for you?
I'm worried about the rest of America embracing him.
Is age a problem for you?
No. I mean, I don't know, is he that much older than Hillary?
He seems to be serving a purpose, if you're a progressive, that he's kind of pushing her a little left of the centrist position she
which
likes
is good.
To be.
Yeah. Which I think is great.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when you look at the data, really, a lot of their positions aren't that far apart.
I almost feel like, I don't know if it'll last, but it almost seems like they like each other. It almost hurts to see them have to sling mud at each other.
I sometimes feel like that, too. My daughter, who's more radical, loves that he's using radical language. So she's 21, and she's loving the word revolution being brought out.
And it is exciting.
In solidarity.
I mean, it reminds you of Occupy. That was also
it
exciting.
Is. Right. So there is this language of real change. I don't know how this country will embrace free education or one-payer health care. Look at what's happened with the health care mess and business and insurance and so.
What about Trump? What does he make you feel?
Furious and scared and embarrassed. I mean, really, my friends and I joke that if he gets elected, we'll go to, Canada. I'm very worried about the ideal of America and the hate.
He's tapped into something, hasn't he?
Yeah, fear and hate. And I don't like to act out of fear and hate. I don't think anything good comes of that. So
Cruz too evangelistic for you?
There's a lot of stirring up of a crowd. I don't think he's a religious man. And I don't think there's any integrity there.
Do you think Rubio's star is a little tarnished now by Chris Christie?
I don't know about Chris Christie. As a woman, I can't vote for anyone on the right side.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
There's someone, except I like Kasich. I listen to Kasich, and he's a lot more reasonable. I don't know his social stand and women's issues stand. So
I haven't asked about Jeb. So.
Jeb, yeah, poor Jeb. I actually do have to catch a train.
Oh, okay.
So
I want to thank you for your time, and I'll give you my card and let you catch your train. I love this song, going back to 79 on the Arista label, GQ with Disco Nights. Glad you're with me. Hardy's next at the top of the hour. Stay with us for the TNT.
Say he wants to run for president and move on into the White House. Why not? It wouldn't be the first time you pushed a black family out of their home.
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thanks for listening, everybody, to the Dusty Show. Clay Pigeon saying thanks. I'm always glad you're out there. It means a lot. Hardy White's next with Miracle Nutrition. Hardy, we love you, man. Kevin Nutt, Dave the Spaz. On the disco night. I hope you have a disco night out there. Let's get it on, baby. Come on, Hardy.
The Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White. I'm Hardy White. join me now, won't you, as we take a sort of linguistic philosophy approach to miracles and nutrition until both of them end up sounding and seeming nonsensical to us. Nutrition, nutrition, nutrition. Here we stand at the junction of reason and nonsense, at the crossroads, learning to play a non-existent guitar. Oh, my friend, I'm so glad you're with me. All I want and all I can give you is companionship. What is companionship? Companionship is one of those wonderful jobs where you walk in to the interview, and before you can even open your mouth, you got the job. Say, oh, just the fact that you showed up, I like the cut of your jib. Don't open your mouth. You might wreck it. So far, you're hired. Oh, and you got a raise. No, you don't have a raise because it's not one of those jobs that pays. Did you ever have an interview for a non-paying job and think, I could be farming? Oh, my goodness. The lengths at which we put ourselves to be accepted, to fit in and all. And here, friend, you got nothing to worry about. You instantly fit in for a lot of reasons. A, I can't see you, so I can't judge you. Isn't that wonderful? It's like a courtroom where the judge is on the other side of a 12-foot concrete wall. So he can't see me, doesn't know me. I just judge you based on the rest of humanity. Uh-oh, that's not good. I don't want to follow that act. Oh, it's so hard to be a human being because so many of us mess it up for the others. It's like having the last name Johnson Penny. And then somebody named Johnson Penny does something horrid and you go, all Johnson Pennies aren't like that. I can understand that, but my dealings with them have been horrible. Just horrible. Oh my goodness. I don't want to say that a whole family of people is evil. But really, some of it is their genetic ability to shoot fiery acid out of their nose, which I find a little bit off-putting. Oh, my friends, I'm sending out a message. That's my job here. I'm not qualified to do anything. I'm putting out a message in a bottle. But my message is me, and I shrink myself down. I get in the bottle and send myself out. Now, this is very much like a children's story that I wrote years ago, and it did not get published. It was about two little children who shrink down very small and put themselves into a bottle. And then a giant puts a cork in it and throws them out to sea. And then the story follows their interaction together in their last hours before they suffocate because there's no air in the bottles. Oh, that sounds terrible. Oh, my goodness, but that's life, isn't it? It has an expiration date. Life has an expiration date. Or is it a use-by date? It's not clear. See, is this expired catsup or one of them, mayonnaise, or one of that? Or is that a use-by date, say, freshest by this date? It's a curve. Does it drop off? It's like a viral or bacterial load. At what point am I sick? Oh, yes, it's all gradations, isn't it? And what grade are you? I'm glad we don't have to take tests now, say, what grade are you doing work at? My math would come in elementary school. Really? I'm afraid, and I'm glad I don't have to do anything like build bridges or anything. Crossing them, for me, I feel, is an accomplishment. Isn't that funny? Some of us can design bridges. Some of us can build them. I find the ones that can build them easiest are those race of giants that we have that can pick up 1,000 pounds with one hand. Do we still have them? I've been living, I think I've lived millions of lives. Most of them as tiny little creatures crawling on something slimy, crawling on the ground. As Coleridge would say, shut up and listen to my poetry. Oh, and he would also say, the slimy creatures that would crawl, and so did I, and so did I. Oh, poets, I think poetry shows us more of what life is like. Say, life is like a story, Hardy. It is, but that's not right, though. Because everybody keeps dying before they get to the end. So it must be like a poem. A poem is one of those things that if somebody's reading it out loud, they got to let you know when they're done because it's not obvious, like a story, you know. So that's what's more like poetry. It's like a series of slides. I think it's like looking at someone's vacation slides out of order. Now we're on a boat on the water. Now we're sitting at a picnic table somewhere. That's all I have in memories are snapshots. I take it for granted that it's all filled in with something, but I do not remember. Oh, I love meeting you, friend. I say, I don't remember your face or your name, but give me a clue about something that happened when we met. Like a picture dropped off the wall, and I went, how about that? Was that you? Oh, I like it when you're stamped into my memory, when you're etched in there. Back in the caveman days, the Hanna-Barbera caveman days, on the Flintstones, a camera consists of a bird inside making a physical etching, an interpretation, if you will, of what he sees. Now, philosophers now tell us that this is the way that light works. You say, why philosophers, not scientists? Well, I don't know. I can understand it more easily. When philosophers say, because there's no numbers. Again, I have a hard time calculating a tip. And to build a bridge, you have to calculate a tip in all different, bunch of different languages with X's in there. Be like this. You go to a restaurant. What's my bill? Your bill is XY minus 10 to the negative 13. You say, well, what? Yes. Now, figure out the tip on that. I'd be there all day. I'd be so embarrassed. I just, you know what I would do? I would quietly leave my watch and walk out and say, I don't know. It's everything I have. Oh, what is the most precious thing that you have, friend? Are you wearing the Hope Diamond? Or are you hoping to wear diamonds? I can't. Gosh, I wish I had a turn of phrase like that. I wish I had the gift of speech. I could just open my mouth and out would come poetry. But that's not what happens to me. Why is that? I believe that my brain, there's something wrong with it. It used to be different in school. I must have had a different brain or something, and my head was a different shape. I think what's happened now is that my head has continued to grow, and now my brain is small proportionately. You see what I'm saying? It seems so much bigger. It's like when you're a child, and you say, this house seems so big. Now that I'm grown, it seems so small. My intellect is just like that. Oh, if we could go back to the days, say, I had such hope and promise. Oh, the awards that I used to win in school for jumping. I jumping up and down, jumping forward. Jump the highest up, forward, sideways, diagonal jumping. I had a ribbon in, all sorts of things. Played all sorts of instruments like the kazoo and the recorder fluently. Enough to be in, I was in several bands with them. I don't want to brag. No, I'm not bragging. Gosh, I wish I had studied something seriously. You see these child progenies. Oh, you see, now I don't know which it is. Prodigy. And playing, what, piano? Or there's one now, the fella has a clarinet. No, there must be. Or a lot of singers, young singers on the internet say, listen, this little baby sounds like Adele. It does. It sounds just like Adele. Oh, singing.